Opposition leader Christopher Luxon says if he gets into power, there will be no changes to abortion laws, despite his personal views. National MP Simon O'Connor is staying quiet on the subject after being asked to remove a Facebook post in support of the US Supreme Court's decision to make abortion illegal. He's one of 35 national MPs who voted against removing abortion from the Crimes Act.
Half the babies aborted are women. You know, go feminism, we're going to knock out half the babies that are girls. Well done there, ladies.
Meanwhile, his former colleague Amy Adams says abortion is a health issue for women and the Roe v. Wade ruling is a horrifying reminder no one can be complacent about hard-won freedoms. Amy Adams is with us now. Morena.
Morena.
What makes you confident that there will be no revisiting of the law or any amendments to the law should National become government?
Well, look, I think Christopher Luxon has made his position very clear on that, unequivocally so, which I think is the right thing to do. New Zealand women would be, I believe, utterly outraged and unaccepting of any suggestion of a change to them, but we should be equally scared and outraged for our colleagues in the US who face a very, very uncertain future now.
Is Christopher Luxon, though, likely to come under pressure from the majority of his caucus here to change his mind?
I think that the leader has made the position very clear. I think the caucus will know they need to support the leader, and I would hope the caucus understand that the women of New Zealand do view abortion as a health issue for New Zealand women. They do view it as something that New Zealand women should have every right to expect as freely available, and they would be completely intolerant of a change, in my view.
So is it now, then, is abortion being treated as a National Party policy area rather than a conscience issue?
Look, that's not for me to comment on. I'm not part of the caucus. They make the decisions around what they treat as conscience, what they don't. I think what Christopher Luxon has done, as I read it, has made it very clear that it wouldn't be on any government agenda that he leads. I think that's the right thing to do.
But I suppose looking in from the outside and as someone who was recently a member of that caucus, is that what it appears to be to you?
Well, look, if a member's bill comes up, then the caucus will normally vote as to whether they treat it as a conscience issue or not. As I say, I think what a leader can do is be very clear what the official party agenda will be, what the government agenda will be. I think he's done that. And I would hope that the caucus generally understands that New Zealand women feel very strongly on this issue. I think women all over the world feel very strongly on this issue, as you're seeing with the outrage that's now playing out across the world. Politicians need to be mindful of the people they represent and what their views are. And I think New Zealand women, on the whole, are very, very clear. This is a health issue. It needs to be treated as one. And any movement backwards would be absolutely strongly opposed and fought.
Considering Christopher Luxon has effectively taken this stance, does that mean, though, that there couldn't be a member's bill from a National MP on any change to abortion? Because that would essentially be a direct challenge to the leader.
Oh, look, Susie, it's just not for me to get into these things. I've been out of the caucus for 2 years. They make their own determinations on those issues. I wouldn't want to speculate. But I think what he's made very clear is it wouldn't be part of any government agenda of a government he leads. I think that's the right thing for him to have done.
It is clearly a strongly held view that he has on abortion. Don't people go into politics to change the world, to try to do the right thing as they see it?
Yes, I think they do, and each MP brings their own personal views with them. I don't share Christopher's personal views on this, as you might imagine, but what I think he's been very clear on is what his government agenda would be. I've said I think he's absolutely right to be unequivocal on that, because New Zealand women deserve to know that their critical rights in this area won't be eroded were there a national government after the next election.
Doesn't it put him in a tight spot, though?
Well, that's something that he will have to reconcile for himself. As I said, I think it's important that he's clear with New Zealand what his government agenda would be. And what I'm very clear on is that any move by any major party in New Zealand, or minor party for that matter, to try and erode New Zealand women's rights to important healthcare issues would be absolutely out of touch with New Zealanders. I think any party that doesn't recognise and make that very clear that they wouldn't move in that position is in a very dangerous position politically.
Kia ora, thank you for your time. Amy Adams there, former National MP at 28 minutes to 8.